Hello and welcome to ACAP's Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing an updated outlook and impact of energy infrastructure attacks in Ukraine during the 2024-2025 cold season. Part 1. Introduction. In September 2024, ACAP's Ukraine Analysis Hub published Energy Infrastructure Attacks, Outlook and Impact during 2024-2025 cold season. The report provided an overview of the energy and heat infrastructure in Ukraine, Russian attacks on the infrastructure since 2022, and how the country dealt with a significant energy deficit from the damage. The report also provided an anticipatory outlook for the cold season between October 2024 and April 2025 and described the anticipated impacts of the energy attacks that were highly likely to continue, with a focus on power outages, particularly after very visible and widely covered combined missile and drone attacks. This report is a midterm update of the original outlook, with added highlights on other tactics, such as regular countrywide mass drone attacks and other more localized missile attacks on the energy infrastructure. Contextual background: Russia has been targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure as part of its full-scale invasion of Ukraine since 2022, with tactics that include launching combined missile and drone attacks to inflict higher damage. The last quarter of 2022 alone saw 11 of these combined attacks, leading to state-controlled stabilizing power outages known as rolling blackouts across the country. 2023 saw 5 more such attacks, although these did not lead to similar blackouts. Between March to August 2024, 9 combined attacks hit Ukraine, reintroducing countrywide rolling blackouts from May till mid-September 2024 and raising concerns about winter. After a temporary pause, 5 more attacks in the cold season, between November 2024 and January 2025, brought the total to 30 combined missile and drone attacks since 2022. The trends for these attacks over the years indicate that they remain highly likely as the war continues. These combined attacks are not exclusive to the cold season and are likely to continue throughout the year. Part 2. Summary. Summary: as previously anticipated in the original outlook, Russian forces have continued to target Ukraine's energy infrastructure during the 2024-2025 cold season, including by launching countrywide combined missile and drone attacks frequently targeting Ivano-Frankivska, Kharkivska, Kyivska, and Lvivska oblasts. Rolling blackouts were reintroduced across the country the day after these combined attacks resumed, lasting from mid-November 2024 until the energy situation stabilized in late December. The daily sessions ranged between 4 to 12 hours in total. The combined attacks resulted in additional localized emergency power outages, most frequently affecting Kyivska, Dnipropetrovska, and then Donetska Oblast. The worst-case scenario of prolonged 20-hour countrywide daily blackouts did not materialize and is no longer anticipated, mainly thanks to energy production capacity improving by 3 gigawatts, mitigated by factors such as a mild winter between December 2024 and January 2025 and governmental and international mitigation efforts to reduce energy demand and counter the impact of the attacks. Russian missile and drone production capacity remains significant. As such, attacks targeting all types of energy infrastructure remain highly likely in the remaining months of the cold season, mainly through regular countrywide mass drone attacks followed by countrywide combined missile and drone attacks, as well as more localized missile attacks. Countrywide rolling blackouts remain likely, but if reintroduced, their length will depend mainly on the extent of the damage from direct hits and the tactics used. A somewhat improved air defense capacity will help Ukraine mitigate the impact of these attacks, but gaps remain and will continue exposing the energy infrastructure to potential damage. Freezing temperatures in the remaining winter period will continue to be a potential aggravating factor, while a warmer-than-usual spring forecast will reduce the energy demand. The U.S. funding suspension, however, adds additional setbacks for improving the resilience of the energy system against future attacks and could delay annual infrastructure repairs. Heavily populated cities and urban areas will continue to be exposed to unplanned large-scale power disruptions when directly targeted in attacks on energy infrastructure. Gaps in power backup support will continue to affect water supply and heating facilities, IDP shelters, geriatric care centers, schools, and hospitals and smaller medical facilities. Despite significant support to the health sector, power outages will continue to affect medical procedures. Sumska Oblast will be the most at risk in the remaining winter period compared to other assessed cold spots owing to persisting response gaps. Power outages will compound the impacts of war on older people, IDPs, people with disabilities, and those in frontline areas. The attacks and ensuing power disruptions will continue to result in negative socioeconomic impacts in the remaining cold season, particularly affecting small and micro businesses and households. Despite the gaps and challenges, various governmental mitigation measures and international and humanitarian support will help mitigate the negative impacts of the attacks. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.